This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical in a patient named Ronald Coldman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. Place was Mission Point. Date was February 3rd, 2023. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Coleman is a 59-year-old male who had been at home with care from his sister, but he came from Genesis today to Mission Point, period. New paragraph chief complaint. He has wounds in his heels, and he has a flap due to previous sacral and coccygeal wound with slight excoriation at the coccygeal area, period. He also is quadriplegic, paraplegic with due to a motor vehicle accident. New paragraph history of present illness. Mr. Coleman had a motor vehicle accident on May 20th, 2022, period. At that time, he passed out in a head-on collision, period. Then, since then, he's had multiple infections of the foot and back and also urinary tract infections, period. He once had pneumonia and a tracheostomy, period. He also has a Foley catheter due to retention and a colostomy, period. He's not mobile, period. New paragraph. He was in the hospital due to a non-healing sacral wound, and he had a skin flap, period. The skin flap is doing fairly well, but there's a bit of excoriation, period. He has heel wounds that are significant and open. And this is being treated, period. The stitches are in place for the flap, which will be gradually removed, period. He was in septic shock at one point during the hospitalization, period. He states his sister and family was caring for him at home, but it was getting too difficult, period. He's on tube feeding also due to a history of aspiration, period. He does wish to eat, though, period. He's blind in the left eye since childhood, period. New paragraph. He denies any dysuria now and is awake and alert and oriented, period. He's cognizant of his medical issues, period. New paragraph. Past history. Osteomyelitis in January of this year, which was treated. Quadriplegia due to motor vehicle accident. Recurrent urinary tract infection, sepsis. Pressure ulcer of the buttock, hip, and heel, period. He has a flap in place in the back, period. Dysphagia, neurogenic bladder. With indwelling Foley, debility. Decreased nutrition in the past. New paragraph. He does not have any diabetes or heart disease or lung disease. New paragraph. Family history. Both parents are deceased, period. His mother died of two strokes, and he tells me she died at age 28, period. His father had dementia and lived to an advanced age. He has a sister who was caring for him. New paragraph, social history. He was living at home with his sister and now is here for wound care. It's not determined for how long, period. No current smoking or ethanol abuse, period. New paragraph, allergies, none known. New paragraph, medications. Probiotic 1 pill twice a day, baclofen, one tablet as needed three times a day, Imodium 2 milligrams every 8 hours if needed, acetaminophen 650 milligrams every 4 hours PRN, Santhyl to the right heel, period, Xeroform to the left heel, scopolamine patches every 72 hours for nausea, Norco 7.5-325, one every 6 hours PRN, fentanyl patch 25 micrograms every 72 hours, albuterol by nebulizer every 6 hours PRN, vitamin D 400 units daily, simethicone one every 6 hours PRN. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutionally, does not feel feverish or have chills. Eye no complaints. Except he is blind in the left eye, but he sees with the right eye. ENT, unremarkable. No sore throat or earache, but he has poor dentition. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness or palpitations. GI, he has a colostomy. No change in bowel habits or bleeding or abdominal pain, no nausea or vomiting. GU, no dysuria or other complaints, but he has a Foley due to neurogenic bladder. Hem, no bruising or bleeding. Skin, he has the wounds as noted above. No other rash or itch. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Neurologic, he's quadriplegic. Musculoskeletal, he has no movement of his limbs and is weak in his arms. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia, new paragraph passes. Oh, I got that. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed. Pulse 75, temperature 98, respiratory rate 18. Weight 128.4, O2 sat 95%. Head and neck. His left eye is sunken and opacified. His right pupil is about reactive. Oral mucosa normal. Dentition is poor. The right conjunctiva normal. He used normal inspection. Hearing was adequate. Neck supple, no mass, no thermomegaly. He has a tracheostomy scar. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, as one of his two, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft and untender. He has a colostomy period. No palpable organomegaly. Neurologic, cranial is normal, but he's quadriplegic period. He does feel pain, though, at his wounds. Musculoskeletal, no movement of his legs, period. Very limited movement of his arms. No acute joint inflammation or effusion, period. Skin, he has the wounds of the feet, period. They are dressed, period. He uses boots, period. I did look at the sacral flap, and that's clean, but there's one area of slight rawness in that area, period. The sutures look clean and intact. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Coleman has wounds of the right heel and left heel, period. The right heel is worse than getting Santhyl, and the left heel is treated with Xeroform, period. Wound care will be consulted, period. The flap will be monitored, and he will be positioned, period. We will continue Imodium for diarrhea if needed. We will continue Norco one every 6 hours PRN for pain, and fentanyl patch 25 micrograms every 72 hours period. And the scopolamine patch if needed for nausea period. And baclofen 10 milligrams 3 times a day for spasticity period. Probiotic has been ordered, period. He is stable from the standpoint of his urinary tract infection and sepsis, period. He has albuterol available if needed for breathing, period. At the moment, he doesn't have problems breathing, period. He has a catheter in due to retention. I will follow him at mission point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.